From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Today, President Obama attacked companies involved with the Gulf Coast oil spill for what he called finger-pointing and irresponsibility. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports he also ordered a thorough review of the agency that oversees drilling.
President Obama met with cabinet secretaries about the oil spill in the morning. They flanked him in the Rose Garden as he used his strongest words yet against BP and other companies.
I did not appreciate what I considered to be a ridiculous spectacle during the congressional hearings into this matter. Yet executives of BP and Transocean and Halliburton falling over each other to point the finger of blame at somebody else.
He said no one knows exactly how much oil is leaking into the Gulf. What matters most, he said, is that it needs to stop. Scientists who reviewed new video footage of the leak for NPR calculated that the spill may be 10 times bigger than the Coast Guard's estimates. BP disputes those results. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
An attack by three suicide bombers in the northern Iraq town of Tal Afar has left at least 10 people dead and dozens of others wounded. Officials say the attacker struck during an evening soccer game. The first attacker apparently detonated a car bomb in a crowd near the field's entrance. Two others then set off suicide belts in the middle of the crowd. Iraqi police were also reporting another suicide bombing south of Baghdad at a mosque. Space Shuttle Atlantis blasted off today on what is expected to be the final mission in the spaceship's 25-year career. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Towards the end of the countdown, NASA engineers were still discussing the significance of a tiny stray ball bearing found in the shuttle's payload bay earlier this week. In the end, they decided that Atlantis was ready to go.
3, 2, 1, and zero and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis.
On Sunday, its crew of six astronauts will arrive at the International Space Station. Atlantis is delivering a new Russian-built room for the station that will provide more storage space and an extra docking port. NASA isn't planning to fly Atlantis again after this 12-day mission. NASA wants to end its entire space shuttle program later this year. Atlantis will only be kept on standby as a rescue vehicle if there's trouble during the last shuttle flight ever. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Many of the nation's retailers had something to smile about last month, as after the government reported retail sales were up 0.4% in April. Britt Beamer is a retail expert with America's Research Group. He says while not huge, last month's spending was enough to move the meter.
They're not spending a lot extra, but they're spending a little bit extra, and that's just enough to push these numbers into positive territory.
Separate report, the government says industrial production rose 0.8%. After some initial euphoria over the nearly $1 trillion European rescue package, it now seems traders are taking a second look. The Dow was down 162 points. However, for the week, the markets were up more than 2%. This is NPR. An influential small business lobbying group has now joined forces with 20 states in a lawsuit involving the newly enacted health care overhaul bill. The National Federation of Independent Business contending, as have some states, that insurance coverage requirements under the law are unconstitutional. A spokesman for the business group says small businesses are concerned about the numerous requirements under the law and the possibility they could hinder their ability to create jobs. The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights is clashing with the Justice Department over a decision to abandon a voter intimidation case. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports members of the panel sharply questioned an official at a Washington hearing today.
The hearing focused on a 2008 case involving the new Black Panther Party. Men in guerrilla fatigues hovered at a Philadelphia polling place. The Bush administration filed a lawsuit accusing the group of threatening voters. But new officials at the Justice Department walked away from the case. Thomas Perez, who oversees civil rights at the department, says there's an honest disagreement over the evidence. And one GOP member of the panel says the controversy is overblown. The panel's chairman, Glenn Reynolds, disagrees.
Well, if the Civil Rights Division is the nation's moral compass, the Commission on Civil Rights is its conscience, and it is our duty to ensure that the moral compass is pointing due north.
The commission will issue a report later this year. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Big shift apparently is going on in the wireless industry, with far more consumers opting for a short-term relationship with their cell phone service provider. One reason for the growing shift to so-called prepaid service is it often not only costs less, but also does not require a contract. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.